With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Erin.
Good morning, Erin. So first of all, Shaggy said you're calling from Chicago. Is that true?
Yeah, that's it. Good morning from the Windy City.
Wow. Awesome. So you guys are like an hour behind us, so this is really like an early start for you.
Well, actually, I just got off work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a nurse, and I just did a 12-hour shift.
Okay. So, all right, well, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I was hoping you could make sure my husband is alone in his hotel room. You know, I think he might not be.
Oh, okay. All right, what is your husband's name?
Mark.
Okay, and you said he's staying in a hotel?
Yeah, he's actually over at the in Virginia Beach.
Oh, he's here. So he's not in Chicago.
No, he's down there where you guys are. That's why I called.
Okay, wow. Okay. So now is he here on business or something?
Well, no. I got a job offer from this hospital and I took it. You know, so we sold our house super quick and the people who bought it were ready to move in. You know, so we had to get out, and he wasn't done with work down there, so he had to finish up his job. So he stayed an extra week, finished the job, and, you know, was helping with the closing of the house and everything. So he's been staying at the and my new company paid for it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they're paying for your husband to stay at the
Yeah, it's a pretty cool hospital, huh?
Yeah, you should say so. Okay. So why are you not sure that he's alone in his hotel room? Did you marry a cheater or something?
No. You know, last night he went out with his coworkers for this farewell party, you know, and they got him really drunk. He put these pictures up on Instagram, and the last one he took was from his hotel room, and in the window you could see the city and everything, and in the reflection he had the flash on. And in the reflection, it looked like there was someone there, you know? And he titled it One Last Crazy Night in Virginia Beach.
Oh, okay.
Well, is it possible that maybe somebody just sort of like, I don't know, he was so drunk, they just carried him up to his room, like to make sure he was in there okay and everything?
Yeah, it's possible, but it looked like a woman.
Okay. Can we see the picture? Like, what's his Instagram?
Well, you won't be able to see it unless he accepts you as a friend because he hasn't set the private.
Okay. So at this point, you're wondering if he spent the night alone in this hotel room or if somebody was with him.
I mean, it sure looks like somebody was there last night with him.
Okay. Well, what we can do is we'll call the hotel and we'll try to find out what room he's in. And then from there, we can call his room.
Oh, I know what room he's in.
Oh, okay. So you already know that. Well, that makes this a lot easier. So listen, Erin, what we do is we'll call Mark's room. We'll be like, hey, we got a call. This is the front desk. We got a call from a woman in this room saying your hair dryer is broken. We have done this a million times. And now either he's going to say, well, it wasn't from this room because there's no woman in here, or he's going to, you know, roll over and ask somebody if they called for a hair dryer, in which case he's got bigger problems than hair dryers because he ain't alone.
Okay. Do you need his room number then?
Yes. But hang on. I'm gonna let you give it to Shaggy. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. So hang on one second.
Actually, sorry, break in. I have an idea. And just hear me out, Nick, before you say no.
Okay.
All right. So I know we typically do this, you know, who ordered the hair dryer thing, like we call, but think about this. What if I went there instead? I mean, the hotel's like less than 10 minutes from where we are right now. I could leave now. I could go up to the room, knock on the door, and be like, hi, I'm from housekeeping. Like,
yeah,
lie.
I know. But okay. But here's the thing. No. Here's the thing. We did that before. The guy in the hotel room almost attacked you. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And then second, the other thing is when we do that, all we hear on the phone is you. Like, we don't hear him. We don't get to hear him admit anything. Like, we hear you,
yeah.
And then you, and then you almost get punched out, and right. then you run down the hall saying, I think I saw a girl in there.
But this was years ago. So what if we did this? I got a better idea. What if, all right, what if when I get to the hallway where his room is, I just go live on Z104's Facebook page. Like, oh, I'll be Facebook live and I'll film everything.
No.
Oh, my.
No.
Yes.
No. Okay. Well, okay. Now we are facing like a whole different arena of privacy lawsuits because now you're putting someone on camera without getting permission.
Well, we can get permission. Aaron, do you care if we put your husband on Facebook live to see if he's cheating?
Do I care?
Yes. Do you care?
No. You know what? I don't care. Go ahead. If he's cheating, then that's what he deserves.
Okay, that's no, that's her permission. That's not his permission.
Oh, I say that we just do this. I mean, can you imagine how exciting this will be if he opens that door? Just listen. Imagine that. He opens the door and we catch him in the act.
All right. Here's another thing, though. How do we play that on the air?
Oh, that's easy. We did this when you were out that week. We me and Ashley had fun with this. You just put the computer through the board right there. See right there?
Yeah.
That
pull
button.
Up Facebook, and whatever audio you hear on Facebook will come right through the control
through the board,
and
yeah.
go
okay.
on air.
Yeah. But But that also includes whatever swear words, whatever yelling, whatever cursing.
Yeah, but honestly, how is that different from any other dirty work?
I just don't know. I honestly,
right,
I tell you what,
because we're dragging this on, let's just put it to a vote like we do everything else. Let's just ask our audience, let's put it to a vote. If you want us to just do the lame, call the hotels, here they do a hairdryer thing, or if you would like me, Shaggy, to go to the hotel, knock on the damn door in person, and film everything live and put it on Facebook, text us now.
Okay, text us what you would rather see or hear, I guess, to 757-104.
They're going to want Facebook. You know,
yeah.
Like, in fact, Shaggy, if I was you, I would just get the room number right now and leave.
All right. Okay. So let me get. So now here's the hard part. We have to try to communicate with Shaggy through Facebook. So this will be tricky. Yeah. So go ahead and write a message to Shaggy if you can and let him know that he is on. And I'm going to pot him up right now. Oh, he just froze. Hang on a second. Let me see if it's working here. Yep, that's working. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So here we go. So everyone back at the studio, you're telling me to go, right? Because I can't.
That is true. Yes, we're ready to go.
I'm in this hotel. So thumbs up if you're ready.
You can see everything you're hearing on Z104's Facebook, Z104 fans, right now.
Oh, my God. I'm watching. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's walking down the hallway right now. He's definitely. Oh, we got to freeze. Okay, good.
Okay. Good.
It's freezing somewhat. He's definitely there. I can see the hotel, the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, it's paused. We got so many people watching. Okay. It keeps freezing.
It keeps freezing.
Yeah, because we have a lot of viewers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's at the door.
That's the door.
Okay. This is it.
Oh, my God.
He's knocking right now.
Ty, is housekeeping?
Don't freeze.
So I think you needed a dryer. Someone called down for a dryer.
A hair dryer, idiot, not a dryer.
Hi, did someone call down for a dryer?
Holy.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
That's a woman.
Yes, in a towel.
Is Mark here?
He just wants to jump in the shower. Do you want me to go get him real quick?
No, that's okay. Actually, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you just tell him his wife's looking for him, please?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Have a good one.
She shut the door.
She shut the door.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Run,
oh my God.
Give me some.
Oh my God.
Oh wow. That was awesome. I'll turn him off.
Wait, I don't want him to get rid of the video. Oh my God.
Tell him to post the video so everybody can see it. Look at all the comments we're getting. OMG. Everybody's saying, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I got goose pimples.
What do we know about this woman? She had white toenails.
She had white toenails and a black satin robe.
And she
robe,
looked
right?
very... Yeah, she had sexy feet, by the way.
She was tan, too.
Yeah.
So probably about her feet.
So probably not from... Well, no, yeah, she could be from here. I'm thinking, yeah. Like, she's probably not from here. She's got a good tan, but she... Of course she could be from here.
And did you hear the shower? He was in... Oh, my God. 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 I'm freaking out.
The moment he said, can you tell her, Mark... Her wife is looking for him. And she goes, okay. And then slowly closed the door.
Oh, my
That's
God.
The best part of the entire video.
Oh,
I can't believe we just got away with this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.